for the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? Brand new movie out. It's super cool, by the way. It's called...
I Feel Pretty. It's out in cinemas May 3rd.
You've had a chance to already see this.
It is very, very, very funny.
Yeah, May 3rd, it's out. Now, this woman joining us on the show, she's an actress. She's turned into a somewhat of an Instagram star as well. She's starting Dawson's Creek back in the day. She was in Freaks and Geeks, White Chicks, a bunch of other movies. And it's so cool to have her on right now. We're talking about Busy Phillips. So good to have you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to take the time. I've always wanted to come to Dubai. I've never been.
Come on. What is Busy Phillips waiting for? Can we get you here somehow?
I'm waiting for someone to buy me one of those really fancy first class tickets.
Okay. Busy, we're waiting too for the same thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, let's do a shout out to like Emirates or Etihad or one of the airlines.
She's got enough followers on Instagram, so yeah.
Listen, I would totally Instagram story the whole trip. Yeah, I'm ready to come.
I like it. Listen, again, you this new movie, I Feel Pretty, it's out May 3rd alongside Amy Schumer and Michelle Williams. Firstly, congratulations on the movie.
Thanks so much. We're really excited about it. We love it. The movie is such a great message, but it's also just super funny. Amy is amazing, and Michelle is so funny in this movie. I can't wait for people to see her in a different way as an actress, you know?
Now, in the movie, obviously, you're all really good friends. You and Michelle are best friends. And it is really funny, and especially with Michelle's voice. I don't want to give too much away, but with her character in the movie, was it hard to stay in character filming throughout?
I mean, for her, no, because she's such an amazing actress. A little unfortunately, because we're such close friends in real life, but luckily for me as an actress, I didn't have too many scenes with her, so I didn't have to worry about, laughing through takes and ruining takes. But she's incredible in the film, and she does, I don't want to give too much away, but she does have like a very specific way of speaking. And people love it. I mean, when you see the movie, you just like freak out. I think it's pretty awesome.
From the movies, I want to talk about you. Like, just recently, I've been watching you on Instagram, and you were so real.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. You're really real. You're not like, it's not like you only put up the good stuff that's happening in life, and like when you're all glammed up, you are putting the real raw stuff. And I think, is that something that you took on upon yourself to say, you know what, I'm going to be real on my gram, or is it something that just sort of evolved over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I would say it was more of an evolution, but, you know, I've been an actress for 20 years. I did my first television show, you know, when I was 19 years old. And when I started doing social media, and especially Instagram, you know, I just sort of felt like at this point, the best response that I like getting from people are the ones where they relate to me or I relate to them. And I'm a mother and a wife and a woman. Obviously, I'm all of these things. I'm not just, you know, an actress who's in television shows and movies. And so for me, it just felt like natural to show all these different sides of my life. And people really responded to it.
Well, that's the thing. You are so confident in your own skin. And going back to I Feel Pretty, like that's what I took away from the film watching it. You know, like I felt like, wow, that's a strong message. Is this what the movie is all about? Because I know going into it, initially, there was a little bit of talk about, oh, we're not sure where this is going.
Right. I mean, I think that people made some snap judgments based on the trailer of the movie without having seen the film, which is always a bummer, but that's also kind of like the, you know, time we're living in. People make snap judgments and post it on Twitter, and then the next thing you know, it's an article in Huffington Post, and then it's picked up all around the world. So, I mean, the message I think of the film is really about like inner confidence and inner beauty carrying you through, whether you're a man or a woman or whatever your specific insecurities are that you're dealing with. You know, everybody's got them. I mean, it's not about what people look like on the outside. It's how they perceive themselves. And I think it's, you know, there's like a lot, obviously, like a lot of humor and a lot of laughs and a lot of concept in the comedy, but there also is really that sweet message.
You're amazing. You put out such a great vibe. You've got such a great career already, and we wish you more success with this movie. It's called I Feel Pretty. It's out in theaters across the region May 3rd alongside Amy Schumer, good friend Michelle Williams as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Busy Phillips.
Yeah. Thank you.